This is the Walk On Podcast. I'm Brent Faulkner, and this is the last episode in the Lent and Narnia series. If you haven't had a chance to listen to the other five episodes, I invite you to do that. But today, for this episode, as we've reached the last week of Lent, I thought it would be fitting to read from the last book in the Narnia series, The Last Battle. The book ends with all the previous kings and queens of Narnia gathered in Aslan's country, a heaven-like place. The characters begin to realize that it's like the old Narnia, yet different, somehow more real. We read, "It is as hard to explain how this sunlit land was different from the old Narnia as it would be to tell you how the fruits of that country taste. Perhaps you will get some idea of it if you think like this. You may have been in a room in which there was a window that looked out on a lovely bay of the sea or a green valley that wound among the mountains. And in the wall of that room, opposite to the window, there may have been a looking glass. And as you turned away from the window, you suddenly caught sight of that sea or that valley all over again in a looking glass. And the sea in that mirror or the valley in that mirror were in one sense just the same as the real ones. Yet at the same time, they were somehow different, deeper, more wonderful, more like places in a story. In a story you have never heard, but very much want to know. The difference between the old Narnia and the new Narnia was like that. The new one was a deeper country. Every rock and flower and blade of grass looked as if it meant more. I can't describe it any better than that. If you ever get there, you will know what I mean." It was the unicorn who summed up what everyone was feeling. He stamped his right forehoof on the ground and neighed and then cried, "I have come home at last. This is my real country. I belong here. This is the land I have been looking for all my life, though I never knew it until now. The reason why we loved the old Narnia is that it sometimes looked a little like this. Come further up, further in." And that refrain, "further up and further in," is repeated again and again as the book reaches its conclusion. The characters journey further into Aslan's country, and they realize that there is more to discover, more to experience, more joy to have, more of Aslan's presence, further up and further in. I believe that this is an invitation that Jesus extends to all of us as well. Jesus invites us in again and again. The invitation to his disciples to come, follow me. The invitation to come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. The invitation in Revelation 22, which describes the moment where heaven meets earth and all things are restored and redeemed, we're given the invitation. The Spirit and the bride say, "Come." Let everyone who hears this say, "Come." Further up, further in. The continual invitation to grow closer to Jesus, to come to him, to follow him, makes me wonder, what if God is bigger and better than we can fathom? What if there is always more of God to experience? More love, more grace, more joy, more peace, more goodness, and it's all available to us through Jesus. Jesus' resurrection unleashes the kingdom of God, lets us know that there is life after death. There is no longer an end, no longer a limit, no longer a scarcity. There is life in abundance. And we know one day that will culminate with Jesus' return, but it is available to us today. It begins today. There is more of God to experience. We can go further up and further in. And so I invite you to a moment of imaginative prayer to focus on this truth that more of God is available to us. So find a position where you can be comfortable yet attentive, and focus your mind and your heart on God with a couple of deep breaths. Now imagine that you've been on a long hike in the desert. It's hot, you're thirsty, The sun is beating down on you. Your legs are tired. Your feet ache. And as you hike, you come upon a small stream with just a little trickle. And being thirsty, you cup your hands and lower them into the flow of water and take a drink. Ah, relief. With a little bit of relief provided from those drinks of water, you start to continue your hike. But as you take a couple of steps, you hear a voice that says, "Go further up, go further in." So you turn and begin to follow that little trickle of water. And as you walk, you discover that it flows from a small pool, just deep enough to stick your feet in. So you take off your dirty hiking boots and your sweaty socks, and you dip your feet into the cool water. How does it feel on your feet? You feel like you could stay here all day, soaking your feet, finding that relief. But the voice says again, "Go further up, go further in." So you pick up your shoes and start walking, following the stream. And as you continue walking, the stream grows larger and wider. You follow its curves and bends, and you turn a corner around a cliff, and to your amazement, you see a beautiful waterfall flowing into a large pool underneath. The sun shines off the water. There's plants and trees and birds and butterflies, an oasis in the desert. And you stand and you admire the scene in front of you. But the voice says again, "Go further in." And so you strip off your dusty, sweaty clothes and you jump into the pool. And you swim underneath the waterfall and you let the water flow over you. What are you feeling in this moment? May you realize there is always more of God to experience. More love, more grace, more joy, more peace, more goodness. May you always journey further up and further in.